If you've been wondering why your favorite pine tree has been turning brown or orange as the weather warms up, well, blame winter.
We're seeing a lot of winter injury on our conifers. The typical scenario is we get browning either on the entire tree, oftentimes maybe on one side or the other. And so that's certainly gotten a lot of people's attention.
Bert Craig is an associate professor in the horticulture department at Michigan State University. Is this also happening in evergreen trees and shrubs? And I'm going to ask you this because if my favorite big arborvitae shrub in front of my house is this weird mix of mainly orangey brown and some green, was that the winter?
Yeah, probably. Now, there's other things that could be going on, but it's a good likelihood, especially if it's any kind of exposed location.
Sure.
And it looked fine going into the winter, then, yeah, that's probably what you're seeing. And the main thing we try to get across to people at this point, at least, is, you know, don't panic, because what happens a lot of times with these conifers is that even though the foliage may be damaged, the buds are still okay. And so the best advice we can really give at this point is kind of wait and see, because oftentimes these things, even on some trees that, you know, look pretty bad and pretty brown, if you actually go in there and were to look at the buds, the terminal buds, or the buds along the stem, and you can pull the little cap off, the bud scales off, and look inside there, the bud itself is still green. And these will flush out, and you'll get a new set of needles, new flush of growth, and over time that will cover up essentially those brown needles. Now, in some cases, the buds are killed, and that's where I think, you know, some of our severe cold really took its toll.
So it sounds like you're saying be patient. I'm wondering, how long does it take? Will we have a summer of them looking a little off, and by next year they'll look better? Or what time are we talking about?
It really depends on the situation. If it's something where the needles have been killed, you know, or brown, but the buds are okay, probably even by this summer things will start to look pretty normal. You should know probably by the middle to end of June, if those things have not flushed at all and you're not seeing any new growth, you're probably looking at a tree that's not going to make it.
Bert, is there any TLC that a homeowner can give to a stressed or injured tree, or should we just let Mother Nature take care of it?
I would say for the most part, it's let Mother Nature take its course. Now, the key would be as we get later into the year. So if you have a tree that say had some significant winter burn, you know, a third, two-thirds of the tree was the needles were brown and it's flushing and it looks like it's putting on some new growth okay. The key then would be later on this summer, if we get into, you know, a prolonged dry period, say in July and August, where we can get, you know, 6 weeks or so where we really haven't any rain, you want to make sure you're getting that tree a good drink, probably once a week or so, to prevent any additional stresses. And that would really be the key thing there. You want to be careful not to overcompensate, because you can kill with kindness here too.
Yeah.
So I think best let it take its course. And then the idea is just to minimize any further stress on the tree.
Good advice from Bert Craig, who's an associate professor in the horticulture department at Michigan State University. And I'm going to take your advice and be patient and just send some healing thoughts to my sad-looking orangey arborvitae at the front door.
Yeah, that's the best advice. And, don't panic and let it take its course there.
Thanks so much for talking with us on Stateside, Bert.
You're welcome.